I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Life is filled with a complex mix of big and small moments. Alongside the banner events of births, deaths, weddings, and graduations are quieter, albeit perhaps equally significant moments in our lives. Those moments that arise out of brief, unanticipated, often random kindnesses. As the ancient Greek storyteller Aesop once wrote, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted." And this we hear in the thoughts of this week's essayist, Kevin Blanchard.
Our beach was gone. The most violent thunderstorm I ever witnessed swept down out of the western mountains of Vermont and exploded over the small town of Island Pond. The force of water rushing down the short hill ending at the lake left deep canyons in the sand, exposing the bedrock beneath. The beach our 16-year-old dog Gypsy loved so much, and from which she could easily access the water, was ruined. The next morning, a pickup truck backed across the lawn and down the hill. In a moment, Dale was shoveling out fresh sand. He returned two times that day, and soon the beach was as good as new. Gypsy was excited, and my wife Christy and I were grateful. Dale was the owner of the cabin we rented that summer. He and his wife Diane lived next door. Tall with what remained of a barrel chest, Dale was retired and in his 70s, but was still hard at work. He stacked wood, mowed his lawn, and always seemed to be doing something. He shared a lot of local knowledge with us, including the best places to see moose, and he went out of his way to make sure we had everything we needed, including a beach. Before leaving, we agreed to book the cabin again next summer. Dale would keep our security deposit and pay it forward. "Works like a charm," he assured me. I wished him a good winter, happy to have secured the same spot and the same beach for another summer. 1 week later, Dale was dead. He had a heart attack. We received the news on Facebook from a friend of Christie's who knew his sister. I wasn't prepared. Loss, anger, sadness, frustration, tears gathered and the back of my throat tightened. Here was a man who went out of his way to be nice, to be friendly, to be kind, and he was gone. Over the past few years, we've lost two close friends, one to AIDS and the other to pancreatic cancer, Carl and Bill. We had known grief. Still, the death of this old man who I only knew for a week hit me hard. Ultimately, Dale reminded me that I believe it's the simple gestures of kindness, the little things, that end up making the most profound impact on us in life. The doors held, the smiles given, the favors granted, and yes, the shovelfuls of fine sand carefully emptied onto a beach in Vermont after a thunderstorm for the ages.
Kevin Blanchard grew up in the hills of central Massachusetts and teaches English at Barrington High School. Each summer, he and his family spend their vacation time in northern New England. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.